Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNorie Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Please, first off, pardon my nasally sound today. I'm fighting off a cold and losing worse than the Cleveland Cavaliers did, so please excuse that and the random sounds that are going to come out of me during the show. But we do have a lot of cool things that are going to come out of the show as well. I'm going to talk about Amazon, pick up where Guth left off. Another acquisition from yesterday that was left out of the news, kind of, sort of, depends on where you look, where you get your news, with Chicago ties, was Walmart bought Bonobus, which is a company that was co-founded by the founder of Trunk Club, who's Brian Spaly here in Chicago, Chicago entrepreneur, a guy who's been on our podcast a few times. So that's interesting. And as Amy talked about Amazon and sort of all these other things, one of the things we're going to get into a little bit here is sort of the interesting race of arms race, I guess, if you will, between Amazon, Alibaba, and Walmart. And I want to mention with Walmart, one of the things that makes the Bonobus acquisition so interesting is that it wasn't about the actual clothing line. In fact, in the 5,000 plus stores of Walmart that you may drive by every single day, there is probably almost zero chance that you will see a Bonobus piece of clothing hanging on a rack there. What you will see is some serious changes to the marketing strategy, to the ability for Walmart to serve you online, and their ability to sort of create clothing that people want to buy. Not just, you know, not just because it's cheap, but actually, you know, very good looking clothing. The co-founder, I'm forgetting his first name. I want to say it's Mark, but Bell is his last name, who is the co-founder of Bonobus with Brian Spaly. He's going to stay on with Walmart as the chief marketing strategy officer. And I think that that is going to be something that will probably have a much bigger impact on the bottom line of Walmart than will the actual Bonobus clothing. So this is going to be a show that, listen, I didn't know, obviously, that Amazon was going to pick off Whole Foods. So we wanted to make sure to counter this this very heavy, businessy, techie conversation with some fun. So what else we're going to talk about today is we're going to play Utter Nonsense, a hit game. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but if you haven't, you certainly should. It's called Utter Nonsense. We're going to actually play it live at the Showcase Studio with its creator, Tim Swindle, who has, you'll find out more why in a minute, but they created a family edition, mostly so we could play it on the radio, I think, but he'll get into that, as well as we're going to talk a little bit more heavy, techie kind of conversation with a new type of company, a company that's kind of creating its own industry, really. It's called RegTech, Regulation Tech, and the organization combines SaaS, which is a software as a service platform, and intelligent content like us, you know, very intelligent content over here at WGN. But at any rate, they create this, and it sort of helps to enable businesses to manage their all of the regulations and all of the different continuity issues that take place in a business that you have to be on the right side of the law. And they handle a lot of that. So we're going to talk to the founder, Brian Clark, of that as well. But, you know, here's the deal. What kind of a show would this be without a little bit of a TechNorie pitch plug, right? Tuesday, June 27th, we're going to be talking about the future of media. Speaking of all of these cool things going on in the media, WGN and acquisitions galore. But the future of media with a man that Forbes has called the king of viral content. That is CEO of Dose.com, Dose Media, and also MuggleNet if you're a Potter fan. I almost said Pothead. A Potter fan, Emerson Spartz. And five game-changing startups in the media space, including the site that actually broke the crazy Addison Russell story, Sports Mockery. Its founder, Chris Behrens, is going to be on our stage as well. For tickets, go to events.technorie.com. Save yourself 25% by using the promo code WGN. And of course, on to the good stuff. So as Amy spent a good amount of time talking about, we had a pretty big week in tech. I mentioned the Bonobus thing, and I mentioned the connection to Chicago. And you know, now we talked about the Amazon piece and how they are essentially cornering the orange juice market, for those of you that get the Trading Places reference. But there's a little bit more to it. And if you want to talk about it or share your opinions, feel free to ring us 312-981-7200. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you my take, mostly because the mic is still on for me, which is incredible to believe. It's been like 2 months of this show and it's still going strong. So thank you to everyone out there. And of course, thank you to the fathers, Father's Day weekend. We wouldn't be here, WGN would be here. I wouldn't be here without you. So thank you. Here's my take. Friday morning, Amazon announced it was buying Whole Foods Market for $13 billion. About an hour later, Amazon's stock had risen 3%, adding about $14 billion to its value. So Amazon basically bought the country's sixth largest grocery store for free. That's insane. I mean, think about that for a second. They actually bought this thing for $13 billion and they made money in a matter of minutes. Incredible. But here's the deal. This is like the first and immediate impact. We're going to talk about how it impacts tech a little bit. First off, the Instacarts of the world had better go buy some Amazon delivery t-shirts and tidy up their drone driving skills, because Amazon is out Walmarting Walmart. And my guess is that Amazon dipped its toe in the brick and mortar. You probably saw the Amazon bookstore and all that stuff. And you got to see, they got to see, I personally think this is just my opinion, not the opinion of WGN or anybody else. My opinion is that they noticed a problem that Walmart had been trying to solve, and they saw the roadmap. I think about it this way. Follow me for 1 second. Say they decided to use Whole Foods to enter the pharmacy business. Then they decide to buy Slack. You obviously know that they already are in the AWS and data storage area. Then they buy Warby Parker, and then they buy Lululemon. And literally, overnight, they become the everything store. Only Alibaba stands in its way to battle for world domination. And I guess that's probably why Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos registered the domain relentless.com in 1994. And I am not joking when I say that. He owns relentless.com. And if you go to relentless.com right now, you'll find some sweet, sweet weekend deals on amazon.com, because it's been linked to Amazon since he launched it. This dude is on a mission. He is on a mission to change the way that we retail, change the way we experience everything. And it's just my personal feeling that the Whole Foods thing wasn't a surprise to me. They've been playing in the Amazon Fresh game for a little while now, and they've been having success, but there are certainly some weak points to Amazon Fresh. And to have stores for you to be able to pick up and as well as have dropped off delivery, the whole combination, I think that they figured out that that's a great success story for them. Same thing for those who wanted to read a book and pick up a book as well as read it on their Kindle. I think that they knew that the bookstore is not going to make money, but they did get to learn what it's like to run brick and mortar. And that only showed them sort of the roadmap here. And so I guess my 2 cents at the end of this is, I'm looking at Amazon and thinking, man, what sucks about Walmart is that their online experience is no good, and the delivery is not there. And what's great about Amazon is that all those things exist. So now just imagine that Amazon also has a retail store that you can pick up your groceries. Imagine Amazon has a retail store that you can go grab your Lululemons on your way over to SoulCycle. This is going to change the game dramatically for me. So anyway, that's my 2 cents on this whole thing. And I think there's going to be some monopoly talk coming pretty soon here, because you're talking about a tech company that literally is the largest retail, whether it's brick and mortar or online, in the world. And when they dip their toe into pharmaceuticals, which you know they're going to do, look out world. So that's my sense on that. Congratulations, Jeff Bezos. You're dominating the human version of SimCity. As always, I want to hear from you. I would love your opinion on this. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. DM me at Katoon. We're going to take a break, but first, let's feed on some of this week's Tech Bites with our weird friend, Sean Frelick.
It's time to dish out top tech news with a bonus slice of weird. You may need a shower after you're done with me. Yahoo is headed towards the door. 21,000 people are being laid off after Verizon bought the troubled tech company. Who will hire all these people? Don't look to Technori. We believe in organic growth. Also, these folks are getting severance packages, so optimistically, they will be able to land on their feet again. Yahoo's issue has been ad revenue, which has been mostly eaten up by the monoliths known as Facebook and Google. I guess I'll have to look elsewhere for celebrity news. Maybe I'll ask our friend Showbiz Shelley. Moving on, there are more job cuts in the media world, folks. It ain't pretty. Grab your umbrella. The ripples of the Verizon deal hit the Huffington Post, which is laying off 40 employees, including Pulitzer Prize winner David Wood, who got HuffPost its only Pulitzer for his writing about life after war. Another victim of the layoffs is tech news site Vocative, which laid off 20 employees as it tries to shift more to video. We got you beat, Vocative. We got the feed and more shows in the pipeline. And Technori is only 4 people. Sadly, the alternating state of media means a lot of people will be getting cut until workable models are discovered that go beyond Instagram memes and Snap stories. Hush, little baby. All media will be owned by oil companies and tech overlords soon. Ha! No. Power to the people, baby. Let's stay strong. Let's localize this a little bit. Yeah, I know you're thinking, hey, Sean, what's this got to do with Chicago? But, you know, just listen. Tech Week is coming back to Chicago with CEO Amanda Signorelli having a year as CEO under her belt. So that's why she's earned this week's very coveted Technori shout-out. Signorelli is maturing Tech Week by reeling in the event to offer more highly produced segments. Attendance is expected to be slimmer this year because part of the cutbacks includes cutting back on some of the partying events, which has led to some negative situations. So stay away, you drunkies. This is about building capital. That's a lot of talk about the changing media landscape, so see some of the faces behind this evolution at June 27th's Technori Showcase event. You'll see my pretty face there. Yes, you can kiss me.
Thank you, Sean. I think I'm going to pass on giving you a kiss, but I do appreciate the plug nonetheless. If you guys want to see more from the Tech Week showcases next week, I'll actually be at Tech Week most of the week, so check me out. I'm Scott Catoon. You are listening to WGN Radio 720. We are back here in studio. We're joined in the Allstate Showcase studio by Ascent CEO Brian Clark. Welcome to the show, first off.
Scott, thanks for having me.
Awesome. It's great to have you here. So we have been spending a little bit of time talking about, well, not a little bit, every show so far has been talking about Amazon and all this other stuff, which I think kind of lends itself a little bit into a conversation with you because you have a reg tech company. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn a little bit about what that means and what it is and who you are and how this whole thing works. But what's kind of fascinating is this is couldn't be more timely, I think. You're talking about tech companies getting into retail. You're talking about companies that were retail companies getting into tech, and there's just so much stuff. And how in the hell would you ever be able to manage any regulatory anything, right?
Sure.
So I guess why don't you start off by talking a little bit about what reg tech is and why people should care about it?
Sure. So reg tech is short for regulatory technology, and it's...
Sounds super exciting.
Right, it really is. It really is. And what it does is it helps firms manage and comply with regulatory compliance obligations, laws, and this is international from the United States, overseas, and other sovereign jurisdictions as well.
And your background in this then?
So I'm an attorney by trade. Recovering attorney,
I was going to say, I'm going to blame this on the producers. No one told me that we were bringing an attorney and letting him come on our show.
Oh, I'm recovering though, like I said.
Oh, well, that's okay. Actually, and all joking aside, I think every single person in tech that comes through is an attorney or they went to Booth. That's like the real,
so
that's
did,
like how it works.
Did both.
Oh, all right, perfect. Well, point made.
Yeah. And actually, Booth is where we started the company. I got to give a shout out to my co-founder, Androba, and John Alderman also.
Yeah, so we got an email from Mary over at the Polsky Center saying how excited they were that they're going to be listening to the show. So yeah. Very cool that. I mean, we had on the podcast a couple weeks ago, it was like 2 weeks ago now, the executive director from the Polsky Center talking about mm-hmm. sort of all of the different cool stuff you guys are working on. Not you, but the organization there themselves and companies like yourself that are coming out of it. So how do you plug in? I mean, it seems like one of those things where it's like, one, you've got the people who are your end customer already know like the situation, like they mm-hmm. already know the pain point. So you're not really a B2C thing where people are like, "Whoa, what's RegTech? I can't wait to buy, you know, five of them." You're in one of these situations where the challenge from my vantage point ends up being, how do I use a SaaS platform and how does this make it easier for me to do what I'm supposed to do? So why don't you walk us through a little bit, like how does your platform work? And why did you create Ascent?
Sure. So actually, I appreciate that introduction and want to introduce a new concept of what we call intelligence as a service. So SaaS is empty platforms, right? These
That's what the show is. The show is intelligence as a service.
Exactly.
That's what we try to make it that way.
So you see this nexus changing where you have these SaaS products, but you're filling them with useful information. And the concept that is evolving is that instead of having humans create all that information before, you can now use analytics, predictive analytics, AI, to build this information that fills these systems. And so what we sought out to do is say, okay, there are a number of organizations that we saw after 2008 that really struggled with Dodd-Frank and a lot of the regulations that came out. And this is a problem in a lot of industries. How do we get them useful information targeted to them in a way that helps them sleep easier every day? And we did that through a very analytical approach to law and regulation, a quantitative approach to something that is otherwise very qualitative.
This is one of the cool things about Chicago that, and just this is just my opinion on this whole thing. And I don't know how long have you been in the tech community in Chicago now?
It's been about 2 years.
All right, so 2 years. Yeah, so you've been here like kind of what I would call like that breakneck 2 years because I think back to 2013 and I was working at a consulting company. I was working with a lot of tech companies that were starting up, and they were so hellbent on, I'm going to create this thing and I'm going to build this one thing and it's going to be an AI or it's going to be augmented reality. Augmented reality was all the rage. Mm-hmm. And I kept seeing like, I don't see it working. And the reason I go on this little mini tangent is you guys, whether it was by choice, by pivot, whatever it was, have started applying the newest technologies to an old system. And that's where a lot of the people in Chicago, in 13, 14, we were growing. No doubt we were growing. 1871 was having a big impact. But we were seeing a lot of, I just call it like kind of retread it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, AI for restaurant. Oh, AI. It's just like a retread. It wasn't really in it. And you guys, you know, are taking on something that's a really big, it's a huge industry.
Right. And I think your point's exactly right. It's enabling technology. It's things that allow you to build and scale more intelligent information faster and really support those customers at a price point that
it makes humans more impactful. It makes people work better, which is funny. There's been a handful of articles about this recently, about the fact that we're all worried about tech taking over the world and they're not being human jobs. And, mm-hmm. and the reality is AI. AI is not this mysterious, you know, take over the world thing. We talked about this before. It's not this most mysterious thing that just like predicts the world's future and then it just executes it. You need humans, and this enables them to be just more proficient.
Absolutely. Well, you know, like any technology that would have been considered AI in its day, Microsoft Excel is probably AI in its day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's technology that helps you work faster and smarter.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, kind of walk me through your, you know, what you see as a future for Ascent, and how will you ascend, and how will everything sort of play out? What do you have that's how good founders always have sort of their vision 5 years out. What are you looking for as your big capitalization moment?
Sure. So I think the key is the data. It's always the data. Big data is the fuel that creates these intelligent systems. And we didn't know what to do with it before, and now we do. And so as we scale, what we'll be doing is modularizing regulations and laws across all these jurisdictions, thousands of units. And when you combine those, you can create an intelligent network effect. So no matter what type of company you operate, you can log on, figure out all of the obligations you have to do on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, and actually track that entire program and continue to automate all of those components of your regulatory compliance. As we grow that across countries, across states, that creates a really intelligent ecosystem for you to concentrate more on growing your core business rather than regulation and compliance.
This is what I love about the tech world. Right now, if we were to freeze frame our entire audience, there'd be like, let's call it 60 or 70% whose eyes are just completely glazed over. And then there's like 30% who are literally like just totally itching because they're like, this is incredible. We've got, you know, you are the pain point that is the pain in my butt every day. Mm-hmm. And you're dealing with it. It's incredible. I love this. I think one of the biggest things that, I'm just excited for you because this is an area we've worked a lot with KCura and other ones in the legal field and data field that use artificial intelligence to sort of mine through tons of data
and
give us better results. So, all in all, thank you so much. And, you know, we're going to wrap this segment up here, but I want to have you come back on the podcast and let's talk a little bit deeper about it, how you're actually going about this, how you come to solve this problem, how the AI works and all that stuff, if you're good with that.
Scott, that sounds great. And thanks for having me.
Of course. And where do businesses go to learn more about Ascent?
Sure. Go to our website, www.ascentregtech.com. That's Ascent and then reg, REGTECH.com.
And if this stuff is a pain in your butt, make sure when you tweet hashtag RegTech, because this is like a big thing that's coming around the corner. And it's going to be something Chicago's probably going to hang their hat on. So very cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
Of course. We'll be back after the break here with the creator of one of my favorite games. I'd say favorite drinking games, but it's WGN and it's a family edition. So one of my favorite games, Utter Nonsense. We'll be back after this.